The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Welcome. What is up? I am your host, Alan Bell. Welcome to The Early Edge, powered by Sportsline. We have a great show lined up for you today. Jeweler, I'll tell you what, let's waste no time. Let's bring in the stars of the show. And let's bring in the recap from yesterday, because I want to show the whooping that I took last night in that Patriots at Bills. Ooh, 0-3, man, took it on the chin last night. But the good thing is that pretty much everybody else had a pretty good night. So at least they picked me up in that front. Nice job by M Squared, RJ, Larry, even the Jeweler's teaser came through. So I appreciate you guys. And I feel like every time that I shave the playoff beard, man, things don't go right. So we're going to have to be careful on that. But you know what? New day, and we're going to attack it. Zach Attack, my man. How we doing, buddy?
Good morning, Alan. Yeah, my show play yesterday was Iowa, so I was one of the ones that did not win. And that was one of the few ones on the show over the last year I was not mad about. The Illinois just kept making big shot after big shot. Jacoby Granderson off the bench, 21 points. He had that spurt at the end of the first half, made the big shot at the end of the second half to pull away. And Iowa just didn't have the cohesiveness with their first and second unit. But luckily, my site play, Pepperdine, was an easy cash, so you got to take those days like that.
Oh, yeah. At least, you know, if you could take the win with the loss, we'd be all right. Now, Allie, we see you on Twitter just firing off, and on Sportsline.com, firing off winner after winner on the ice. The Ice Queen, as she is known. How are we doing? You doing all right?
Yeah, I'm doing well today. Ready to get some more hockey done today.
There we go. Now, my man, Mike Barner, I was telling him before the show started, in terms of backgrounds, you already know mine. It looks like a county jail, but Barner's looks fantastic, man. I think you might have the best one on the show. How we doing, man?
I'm doing great. Thanks. I've been working on my dream team signed jersey collection. So I'm getting there. I appreciate the love for the background.
Yeah, dude, it's fantastic. All right, so let's jump in to storylines that could affect the betting lines for today. And Barner, I'm going to come right back to you, buddy. Your Chicago Bulls, man, talk to me.
Yeah, this has nothing to do with any games today, but the Bulls are my team and they're atop the Eastern Conference, so you know I'm going to talk about them. Big win last night, beat the Nuggets by 12 points. That was with DeMar DeRozan, Alex Caruso, Javonte Green, all out, Kobe White out, still won, tied for first place in the Eastern Conference. Although I do want to keep this in mind, Caruso, Green, and White, they're all going to miss multiple games. DeRozan could too, pending the second day of his COVID results. Wednesday, they play my favorite underdog team, the Cavaliers, 15-7-1 against the spread as underdogs this season. So I'm going to bask in the glory for one day and then see what Wednesday brings.
Well, there you go, man. You got to take it when you can get it. Yep. Zach Attack, talk to me about a little college basketball, my man.
Well, my team, Syracuse, they're going to be playing in New York City today against Villanova in the Jimmy V Classic. Always great. I think it's going to continue through Thursday. But Syracuse, they've had a couple of wins to kind of push them up. They were a big underdog against Florida State, won outright. Were an underdog at home against Indiana, they won outright. But this team is a little bit off, lacking a bit of athletes. But what you want to watch here, this line has came down a full point. Cole Swider, the former Villanova forward, he transferred to Syracuse. So that's something to keep an eye on there. How he blends in with the game today. Maybe he can give Syracuse a little bit of an upper hand, but a very, very big number. I'm scared for Syracuse in that one. And then this one I just saw, I'm going to mention real quick, the LA Lakers, the Staples Center transition has happened. It's going to be changing over to Crypto.com Arena on Christmas Day. But yesterday, fans were in an uproar because they took down the Staples Center sign on the outside. So that interior transition hasn't happened yet. But let's see how that messes up the Lakers a little bit with that transition.
Yeah, I mean, how many years is it going to take for everybody to start saying Crypto.com Arena instead of Staples, right? Like it's just iconic. And credit to Staples, like, they might have done well in this to where you don't have to pay anymore for the branding, but everyone's still going to call it Staples Center, right? So they might get a couple free years of marketing out of that. Now, a couple housekeeping items really quick before we get into our picks. The NFL Mega Preview show will be in your feeds today at 5 p.m. Eastern, and the coach will be back. You will have his lovely smiling face with the boys on the squad there, so 5 p.m. Eastern. Also in your feeds right now, the Champions League preview that the Jeweler and Martin Green put together yesterday, a great show. Make sure to check that one out. All right, today we are going to go with the Oilers, the Edmonton Oilers on the ice, minus 130 on the money line from Stephen O. from our model, says the Oilers will win in 60% of simulations. So you're getting strong value at the number. Edmonton has lost back-to-back games for the first time in the season, getting outscored 9-4 by Seattle, Los Angeles, but don't expect an Oilers offense that features the two top scorers in the NHL to struggle much longer. Minnesota has won six in a row, but is beginning a four-game Western trip. Expect Edmonton to prevail in the matchup. All right, I'll go ahead and fire my pick off first so that we could get back to our experts on the show. And look, it's a little bit in the future here. We're going to go Tennessee in the Music City Bowl against Purdue. Tennessee -3. We've already seen line movement in this game. Tennessee is 6-0 straight up as a favorite this season. They're 4-2 against the spread in those games. And they average about 10 points more per game than the Purdue Boilermakers do offensively, not to mention in the Music City Bowl, it is played in Nashville, Tennessee. This will be a home game for Tennessee. Take the Vols -3. All right, getting to our experts here. Let's see what you guys have on the board. Allie, I'm going to come to you first. You've been on fire. Talk to me. What do you got?
Okay, so today I'm going to go with the Tampa Bay Lightning, and then I'm going to do that in regulation or the three-way money line, and that's at minus 110 right now, and that's really only on BetMGM, and I've just seen it up to like minus 140 on other books, so kind of be cautious of where you look there, but the Habs are really bad. They've lost 8 of their last 10, and then we have Tampa Bay, who's objectively better than them in almost every way possible. Vasilevsky's starting. He's 12-4-2 in his starts, and I can't really encounter him or envision him encountering a ton of problems with the Habs, considering they're scoring like an average of 2.23 goals per game. Last season in the finals, Lightning just killed them, winning it in five games, and then four of those wins all came in those regulation time. And this season, actually, I will say that Tampa has yet to get to four wins, but I do think tonight's the night versus the Habs.
Tonight is the night. I like it, Allie. Well done there. All right, Barner, coming to you, buddy. You got to play for us for the Celtics here. What do you got?
Yeah, only three games in the NBA tonight, but one of them is a big game between the Celtics and Lakers. I'm going to take the Celtics +2.5 points. All the stats point to the Celtics covering this game. First, they're 9-5 against the spread on the road. The Lakers are only 4-11 against the spread at home this season, including 3-9 against the spread as home favorites. The Lakers have won four games all season against teams with a winning record, which is pretty surprising. The last time these two teams met, LeBron, Anthony Davis, Russell Westbrook all played in Boston. The Celtics won by 22 points. Jaylen Brown didn't play that game for the Celtics. He's questionable tonight. Regardless if he plays, I still like the Celtics with the points.
Nice call. I like it. Now, Zach Attack, you are in the maestro position. All right. You are our anchor on the show today. So bring us home. You got two plays for us. What do you got?
All right. Big board in college basketball today. I'm going to give out two plays starting with DePaul, -7.5 against Duquesne. DePaul, they are 6-1. They just had their undefeated streaks snapped against Loyola Chicago. But what I like here, they have a high roster of upperclassmen versus Duquesne, who's intermixing a bunch of freshmen. They do have a pretty good solid guard in Leon Ayers, transferred from Mercer, but they're not really playing up the par. They're just 3-6 overall. Four of those six losses, they have a loss by 8 points or less. So I think that's why we're seeing this line a little bit smaller than it should be. But what really stands out with DePaul, they're one of the few teams in college basketball that have not traveled at all this year. Seven games, all have been at home. You know that Duquesne is going to slip up at some point or another. You got to like DePaul to push away late past this number. And then another play on Northeastern. This line has been floating around between 1.5 and 2.5 against UMass. I think it just dropped back down to 1.5. And I'm going to say -130 on the money line. I just like the small school edge here against the bigger known in-state school in UMass. Northeastern is in Boston's private school. They have a good mix of talent, and they have one of those dichotomies that you look at. They've been really bad on the road, 0-3 straight up, a bunch of losses on the road, but at home they are 5-1 overall. You got to like that here on the money line, -130.
I love a nice small school money line play. Well done on that. All right. As the coach says, grab your paper, grab your pencil. Let's pull up our recap for today. And oh, it does look glorious. Allie is on the Lightning money line -110. Barner on the Celtics +2.5. I'm on Tennessee -3 in the Music City Bowl. Zach Attack, Northeastern money line -130. And DePaul -7.5. Our site play today is the Oilers in the NHL money line -130. And the Jewelers Gym. Look, coming off a nice Jewelers teaser last night, we're going to crush it again, +312. We've got Shakhtar on the money line, Real Madrid, Inter Milan over 2.5 goals, AC Milan and Liverpool over 2.5 goals as well. So only one thing left to do. You've got your marching orders. Nope, I can't scream it like Coach. He's the only man that could do it, but we will deliver our marching orders so that we can continue with tradition for Allie, for Zach, for Barner, for the Jeweler, and for Coach, who will be back in your feeds and in front of you today at 5 p.m. Eastern. I'm Alan Bell. Thank you so much. Good luck.